The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
He set the stage for us to talk to Holly Liss. We're going to take a look at the bond market because we did just get the results of the five-year note auction. The two-year went pretty well yesterday. Holly, of course, is with Macquarie Capital. Good afternoon, Holly.
Hello, Kathleen.
So how does the five-year look?
The five-year looks not bad. I wouldn't call it a blowout auction like we saw on yesterday's two-year, but it was a good auction nonetheless. The bid to cover at 261 was modestly better than the previous six auctions, and it wasn't all taken down by dealers. Dealers normally take about 41%. This time they took just over 39%. So I would call it a good auction, a fair auction, not a blowout like yesterday's, though.
Is the short end of the Treasury curve, is a two-year note, the three-year note, is that the kind of security right now, the kind of government bond that is going to be more popular since the Fed has made it so clear that they're really sure about anchoring the key rate at zero, even though tapering, buying fewer of the longer-term bonds is a question?
Exactly, and that's where we've been seeing a lot of activity anywhere from, say, 2 years on out to 4 years. We've been seeing some really good activity, and this is not only in the cash markets but in future space as well, either in the Treasury futures or in the Eurodollar futures along that time frame, because the Fed has anchored the short end. No matter how much we talk about taper, they have said that they're not going to be raising interest rates for quite some time. I think that's pushed off to about the end of 2015, maybe even 2016. So the short end is most likely not really going anywhere. But if you do get taper or increasing taper talk, then clearly we're all talking about the Fed reducing their purchases of treasuries at the long end of the curve or MBS. And so that's where you could see the fluctuations and particularly higher yields at that part of the curve or in that product space.
Holly, you watch the fundamentals very closely. What is the economy doing? What is the Federal Reserve doing? What's happening in the global economy? You also watch the charts. So take a look at the 10-year note for us now. Look out to 2014. What is your sense of what the technical signals are right now?
Well, right now the market is really consolidating. I would say the 10-year is stuck clearly between about, say, 280 and 250, and it really hasn't been doing much of anything outside of that range for the last 6 months. A lot of people have been looking at what we call a head and shoulders pattern, and you can see this most notably on the yield chart. And what it tells you is if the market starts going back down to that lower end of the range, which is about 250, then
so that's one of the shoulders?
The 250 is what we would call a neckline. That's
the
sort
neckline,
of your
okay.
Major support. Right now, it looks like you are building the right shoulder, which is the last development stage of this pattern. And the reason it's called this is because what you tend to see is a rally, which is then the left shoulder. You get a further rally even higher, which is the head, and then a third rally, which is not nearly as much. And so it forms what looks like a head and shoulders.
So basically, then, you're saying that right now it looks like investors are getting to a point where 250 will be the low in yield, the high in price on the 10-year?
Looks like it will be the low in yield, exactly. Now, if it starts breaking below there, starts moving even lower yields, then you could see a significant drop even further. And I would say that that's going to be predicated on either the Fed not tapering, we get some significantly bad economic news, maybe the non-farm payrolls do not start coming out as strong as we've seen the past month, something else in the economy that starts shifting investors' viewpoints about what the Fed is going to not only do, but then what they actually do going forward.
So you are head of fixed income currencies and commodities trading at Macquarie Capital out there in Chicago. You have been following these markets for so long. What does your gut tell you about the Fed taper? Are we going to see a repeat of last summer when we had this very rapid move up in bond yields, fall in prices? Or, have the markets kind of had that big bump, that big hiccup, and now the bond market takes a little more in stride?
Well, they have had that hiccup. Macquarie believes that we're not going to see any taper until 2014, and we believe that the most likely time frame is probably going to come at March. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean that the Fed is not going to be discussing it, because I'm certain that they have a lot of topics on their agenda. But we don't believe that we're actually going to see any taper to the MBS and the Treasury purchases until the March FOMC meeting. So you've got some time frame there until something happens, and certainly that gives the Federal Reserve members an opportunity to discuss it a little bit further in the marketplace so we don't have such a violent move like we did last summer when it sort of took everybody by surprise.
Okay, I've got a quick final question. I'm doing my own little survey here at Bloomberg Radio on online shopping versus shopping in the stores. This year, are you going to do more online shopping, less, about the same when it comes to vis-a-vis the stores?
I would say not only am I going to do more online shopping, I already have.
All right. Was it shoes?
You know it.
All right. A girl after my own heart. Shoe maven, bond maven, she does it all. Holly List, Macquarie Capital.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.